And then, thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you.
Item number four, resolution by Supervisor Ronchon providing an advisory referendum on the plan by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer Districts to pay approximately $41.1 million to the City of Franklin for the cost related to the billing of the Ryan Creek and Scepter Project. Committee on Parks recommended denying the motion by a vote of 5-2.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishaupt, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you have before you is actually a very simple referendum question on whether or not MMSD should not only expand their district but construct the Ryan Creek Interceptor. And I think what this means for us is it's a chance for the citizens of Milwaukee County to state what their priorities are. That, in my point of view, that the public hasn't been given the appropriate venue to truly express how they feel about not only the expansion of the district, but the construction of this project. I think we're all very well aware of the need for both flooding and sanitary sewer projects throughout Milwaukee County. And I'm not saying that maybe one day that this project will not be constructed, but at this time, I think that our priorities are such that other projects need to be done, and that that is of major importance. Because as what was pointed out actually earlier in the meeting on a couple other items, the pie is only so big when it comes to the tax base. Our citizens only have so much cash in their pocket to pay their tax bill. And if MMSD is going to levy their tax and spend $41 million of the MMSD district taxpayers' money, that I would suggest that they do it on a project that really alleviates some of the flooding and sanitary issues rather than building a sewer that is not needed and is in the middle of a cornfield in Franklin. There are absolutely no flooding issues. There are absolutely no sanitary issues in Franklin. And I would hope that we would see that. So I'll be glad to answer any questions on the motion.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Welcome.
The arguments made before the Park Committee and the testimony by Franklin residents indicated their belief, I think, that they did not have the opportunity to thoroughly vet this issue, that it was sort of pushed through at a series of meetings that were, by and large, unattended, publicly noticed yet unattended by the public. And that included testimony of one former alderman and I think one current alderman who came out against this project, arguments being made that vacant buildings don't need to be served with sewers at this particular time and that this is a future tool for development down the line, while, as Supervisor Weishaupt points out, we are suffering in many communities. Certainly Shorewood and Whitefish Bay have had problems exacerbated by flooding that ought to be corrected, and the scarcity of funds is central to this whole thing. Where's the money going to come from to do that? So I think this is really essentially a question of priorities, not that this is a bad idea. It's just way too soon, given what we confront, to approach this. And, you know, I mean, this is an advisory referendum. There's nothing binding, as far as I understand, about it. It provides the entire county, but particularly the citizens of Franklin, from whom we could extrapolate, you know, the public view within Franklin, the opportunity to express their opinion and to be heard, which many of them claim has not been the case. So I don't know what Franklin would have to fear from hearing from its own people or from the people countywide, particularly in non-binding form. I think it's just another measure of public opinion. And if, as the Mayor Taylor indicates, this is properly vetted and everyone's on board and it's a wonderful thing, then that'll be reflected in the vote. So I don't know what the big deal is here. I think if we put this on the ballot, it simply enables democracy. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments? Supervisor Holloway.
I support Supervisor Wyshon. I think he's got a good concept. I think the public needs to be aware of it. It's non-binding. So what harm would it do other than position which way the elected officials in that area will go?
Thank you. Supervisor Burkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As one of the two supervisors that represents the community of Franklin, I recognize the importance of the project. I will tell you that I've been in numerous meetings as far as development, as far as this being the linchpin, if you will, to, in essence, eradicate, a linchpin for development and this is obviously huge. I totally understand where Supervisor Wyshon is coming. And while I cannot support his resolution, I feel obligated and compelled to let my colleagues and everyone listening on the Squawk Box that Franklin Common Council, and I believe the vote has been 5-1, have already earmarked monies to the tune of $20 million, letting out contracts. And so I say that just because it has taken place, and while this would be an advisory referendum, know that the leaders of the city of Franklin are going forward and have put their checkbooks out in front of. Out in front with them, so just to let everybody know that's going on.
Thank you. Do we have a motion? Supervisor Broderick, do you make a motion?
I will move to approve.
Thank you. On the motion, please. Madam Clerk.
Supervisor Holloway.
Aye.
Burkowski.
No.
DeBruin.
Excuse.
Broderick.
Aye.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
No.
Failed with a vote of 2-2, or is it going as a recommendation? Goes to the board without a recommendation. On a tie vote.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor.